It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. How come I can't hear myself? That's interesting. I did it a little while ago. I can hear the music great, and I'm reading on the odometer over here. What's going on? Well, welcome to the show. This is Speak Out 2.0. We're live from Laughlin Hall, as usual. It's been a nice 2 weeks off for myself. Insurance. When's the last time you visited with a professional? Well, give them a call. Go in and sit down and talk with them. They'll tell you what's going on. 763-8464. And hey, you know, Greg Agnes and his staff might be able to save you some money. That sounds good. Mojave Electric Cooperative, where you get your co-op connection card. And if you have one, you know you're saving money all over town with local purchases. If not, you need to stop by the offices on Hancock Road and pick one up. And when you do, you can pick one up, and all of a sudden, you'll save money at Anytime Fitness, Cold Stone Creamery, Rim Country Rockin' Yard, Colorado River Eye Care, Mills Tours and Delivery Service, Mojave Shreds, just some of the places you save money with your co-op connection card. So you should get one right away. Also, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, and they're now a 4-star rated center by the Medicare and Medicaid services, constantly sanitized medical facility. Services include physical therapists, occupational therapists, speech therapists, a skilled nursing facility, and if those are services you need or someone else you know that might need, call 928-758-1404, or you can stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road and talk with them. Also, we're brought to you by Dutch Bros Coffee, Walker Service Electric, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Arizona Comfort Solutions, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, Talus Harbor at Bullhead City Hospital, Barron Services, Mojave Mortgage, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. And our guest today, live in studio, Mayor Tom Brady with Bullhead City. How are you?
I'm good, Larry.
Did you hear my little song I was playing there?
Yes.
What was it?
MASH.
Yeah. I thought you would know for sure.
One of the most popular shows ever.
I know. And theme songs, too, you know. No words to that theme song, but you knew the tune. So, how's everything in Bullhead?
Everything in Bullhead is fine.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for coming. All right. We had our Dairy Queen opened up recently.
Yeah, last Saturday.
Have you been there yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh, well, see, today when you go home from work, you should take Carla some ice cream, you know.
And I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I heard that they were lined up on Highway 95 the other day.
I heard that, too. I didn't get by there yet, but we did get by a new place in town this morning called Honey's Bakery, which is right next to Rock's Crane on Marina Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
And the same gal that owns Tassa just opened that, kind of a soft opening right now. And we said, oh, we'll take some biscuits and gravy to go. Well, I'm thinking typical biscuits, I need two, right? I got home and I couldn't eat two. They're nice, big biscuits that they make there, and one is a meal. So if you're looking for biscuits and gravy, go to Honey's.
Sounds like a good deal.
Yeah. So commercial boat ramp, we're going to put that in, or they're starting to work on it?
Yeah, we're starting to work on it. I think you know exactly what took place.
Yep.
We want to get the commercial watercraft users off of the public boat ramp because there's too much congestion there. It's too dangerous. And we had a proposal to use another site, and that one was rejected by the city council. And we've always looked at putting a commercial launch ramp at the very, very north end of Community Park, down off of First Avenue. And now we're moving forward with it.
Good.
So we've been in there. We've been doing a little work in the river with the permission of the Corps of Engineers, and we'll get started soon on putting that out to bid.
Could that maybe be finished by the end of this boating season, that maybe September they can maybe start using it maybe?
I doubt that it'll be done for this boating season, but it'll certainly be available for next boating season.
Okay, cool. Community Park. Now, you're talking about putting a road through the park so that you can access that parking lot?
That's one of the problems with Community Park. That park was never designed to be collecting fees to get in.
Right.
And, you know, that park was started back in the 60s.
Yeah.
It was called Trash Can Park for a while.
Yes, it was.
And so it was never designed that way, but now Bullhead City has grown so big, and our tourist base wanting to use our water-based recreational facilities has grown so big, you know, it's only logical that we have the users pay for it because most of them are from out of state.
Right.
So, yeah, now we have the problem on trying to create an area where you can collect fees and not have people walk in and avoid that. So, yeah, now there's some challenges.
How many parking spots are in that area there, or do you know?
Well, you've got the north parking lot, which has its own separate entrance,
right.
And you've got the very north entrance, which is down by the Little League fields, you know, and there's no fencing up there. And we want everything to come off of Laughlin Ranch Boulevard.
Right.
One area to collect the fees, one long area where you can stack people so they're not out on the highway, and easy in and out with a controlled intersection with the traffic lights such as we have at Laughlin Ranch Boulevard to avoid accidents. So that's our plan, is to use that. But now you get the problem of what do you do to get to that north parking lot, which is north of the museum. So we're planning on putting a road through there. So, you know, that's one of those challenges.
Now, Mark Clark threw out, City Council member Mark Clark threw out an idea at one of the recent meetings of taking that parking lot and grassing it, and making the park larger.
Yeah. You know, and that's, after he said that, I was like, okay, well, now people are going to have a long way to walk to get over there.
Right.
But we also have the problem of expanding the beaches to the south. There's a lot of dirt that needs to be removed. And after he said that, it was like, well, could we move the dirt from the south end of the park and fill in that parking lot? Because it was basically an old wash we don't need it as a wash anymore. It's been channelized elsewhere. So, yeah, it was like, can we put the dirt in there and actually do something different? So, you know, it's still up in the air. We've got challenges.
So it's not finalized yet?
I don't think we're going to take Mark's suggestion.
I liked it.
Well, yeah, but you've got a long walk to get to that area, and we're giving up a lot of parking for people that want to use anything to the north of the Chamber of Commerce.
The ball fields are going to go away, right?
The one ball field, for the most part, is going to remain. The other one is going to go away, the one to the west. The major league field is going to go away because that's going to be in the area of the new commercial launch ramp.
So the minor league field, the one closest to the highway, will stay?
That'll stay, but ultimately that will go away too.
Yeah.
The lights that are there, they haven't worked for quite some time.
Right.
So it's basically only used as a practice field. And as part of the construction for the commercial watercraft, we're going to be taking out the restrooms and the snack bar. So we're going to be lacking facilities there. So our plan is to build more ball fields across Highway 95.
So that area could become a parking for filling in the parking lot.
Well, but then again, how are you going to collect the fees over there? If you're going to have if you're going to collect fees, you want it in one area and one area only, and you got to make sure that you have the stacking area so people don't back out onto the highway and obstruct traffic.
Right.
So that's a problem.
That's a lot to deal with.
You know, it is, and there's no easy solution to it.
No one easy fix. Yeah.
You know, years ago when they were redoing Highway 95 and they were changing it from the two-lane to the four-lane, I was actually in charge of Community Park before the city incorporated.
Right.
And I thought about commenting to swing the road further to the east by Laughlin Ranch Boulevard just so that there would be more land available on the west side. But I thought that was going to be too costly, so I never even suggested that to ADOT to do it back then.
Now you wish you did.
Now I wish I did.
Yeah, yeah. Hindsight's always 20/20.
Yeah.
Way north at the bridge, the city kind of recently got handed some of that land, right?
Yes.
And that was Don Laughlin land?
No, that was Arizona State sovereign land.
Ah, okay. But then Don Laughlin had a strip in there that had to be city land for him to put the sign up?
Don wanted to put a sign up, so to put another billboard up in town. We have an ordinance that says that you can't put any more billboards up unless you own the property, unless the city owns the property.
Right.
So Don Laughlin gave us that property so he could construct that billboard.
How convenient is that, huh?
Yeah.
I'll just give the city the land and then I'll put my billboard up.
So he gave us, I don't remember what it was, I think it was an acre and a half or whatever, and he maintains like 1,200 square feet in that for his billboard, and he has access.
Cool. So, and then you gain the land from the state. Are those two attached?
Yes.
So basically the last 100 yards or so of that parking area is the city's, or 200 yards? Or?
Well, directly south of the bridge, the area where the welcome sign is,
right,
that's still under the county's control, but they lease it from the Bureau of Reclamation.
Okay.
And they've now subleased it to us, so we maintain that. But we've now, with the new medians going up, we're going to block off that access because that's a terrible intersection there for entries.
Yeah, it's already gone.
Yeah. So... Yeah, and then now the area to the south of there, not the upper area where Don Laughlin has his truck parking, but the area down below it, all the way to Don Laughlin's ferry boat service, we had the state land department through the legislature transfer about 16 acres of land to the city, free of charge.
Oh, wow, perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now, when will we start seeing some improvements to that? Because that is a prime area. I mean, you normally during the summer you'd see all kinds of people down there because there's huge trees right in the water.
Well, right now we've closed it off.
Yeah.
Because of access and things of the sort, and we've got our.
And there's no restrooms there.
There's no restrooms or anything of the sort. But we've got. That's one of our long-term projects. You know, right now we're going to concentrate on developing Community Park. That's where it makes the most sense. So this is something for the future.
Okay. Will we see Meddy build his little bathrooms in Community Park soon? Those little square restrooms?
That's an idea that we've been talking about.
Yeah. Because we could use them, huh?
We certainly can use them, but, you know, there's still a lot of other things that are going on in that whole area. And, you know, it's really hard to say that we're going to do something and it's going to be the permanent fix to what's going on.
In 5 years from now, we won't tear it down.
Yeah, we've got so many balls in the air right now at Community Park. It's like, you know, tread lightly because we don't want to make a mistake in what we do and have to do it over again.
When will that officially become Bullhead City permanent property?
Well, that's still up in the air.
Oh.
The 5-year deal with Don Laughlin for the transfer of his property to us, that time expired last week, but we're still waiting for the BLM to finalize the appraisal process of his property and the Community Park property, and we'll have to negotiate on what we can get. We certainly aren't going to get all of it. You know, mountaintop wildlife preserve is not the same as riverfront property, so I'm anxiously awaiting to see what the appraisers have to say about that.
Yeah, it won't come quite close.
It won't come quite close, but it doesn't matter. We're still going to have a recreation public purpose lease, so it'll still remain under the auspices of the city.
Right. Okay. All right, let us take a break. If you have a question for the mayor, feel free to give us a call, 702-298-1063. We'll be right back after these messages.
Is your home or office air conditioner working overtime? Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is your guy for coolness. When was the last time your AC was serviced? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you all summer. Jeff's team is prepared and trained to service ACs and keep you cool. And you want cool homes and offices. If you need a replacement unit, tax credits are available. Plus 10 years parts and labor, 100% coverage. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400. If you need a cooler home or office all summer, 758-2400.
Playing around with electricity is never recommended. Calling a professional is. Walker Service Electric has served Mojave County for 27 years. Minor home repairs, replacements, add-on, remodel, or upgrades. Walker Service Electric handles everything commercial and industrial, from the ground up and maintenance contracts, 24/7. The Walker team is all about customer service and quality work at a fair price. Call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
Risen Star Kennel is Mojave County's boarding standard of excellence, and where your pups are safe. You simply wouldn't leave your children in the hands of just anyone. The same goes for your furry four-legged family. Risen Star Kennel invites you to meet the owner and staff, survey the facility, and receive the reassurance your canine will be cared for. From protection dog training to grooming to daycare, Risen Star Kennel is the standard. Visit RisenStarKennel.com or call 928-754-3006.
With the gift-giving season upon us, MEC wanted to remind all of our members about one gift that gives the entire family joy: reliable internet services. If you haven't heard yet, Mojave Electric has partnered with TWN to produce a redundant, symmetrical, and reliable fiber optic broadband internet service. Phase one of the project is being constructed as you hear this message. If you have not already, please go to MojaveElectric.com/broadband and pre-register today for what will be the most reliable internet service in our tri-state area. This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Are you tired of cleaning your own pool? Wait, you don't have a pool? Would you like one next summer when it's 118 again? Barron Landscape and Pool Solutions can make your pool sparkle year-round. Their pool technicians know pumps, chemicals, and customer service. Their design team can show you what a new pool will look like in your backyard. Take a look at their website, barronservices.us. Call the pool experts, Barron Landscape and Pool Solutions, 758-5499. Quality, experience, family.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall with little Rod Stewart for you. Each and every day the program is brought to you by Dutch Bros Coffee, right across from Mojave High School on Highway 95. Quick drive-through for handcrafted coffee. Hot lattes, mochos, cold brew, and nitro-infused. Or you can get blended espressos to perfection and then add your favorite flavor on top. Yes. And plus, energy drinks, shakes, lemonades, teas, smoothies, chocolate milk, custom sodas, and hot cocoa, all at Dutch Bros in Bullhead City. Walker Service Electric, you just heard the commercial. If you have electrical issues at your home, you call Walker. It's your business, you call Walker. New construction, you call Walker. Highline Power, I don't know why you'd have that, but you call Walker. They have trucks all over Mojave County every single day. Electrical issues, that's no problem. Just call Walker Service Electric. Put the number in your cell phone, because you never know when you're going to have an electrical problem, right? Call 928-718-9444, and they're 24/7. So if you have a problem in the middle of the night, you can call them. They'll come fix it. 718-9444. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, serving our communities with clean, sanitized facilities. They have the Laughlin Walk-In here in the mall, faces out to the Casino Drive. Then the Fort Mojave Walk-In on Highway 95 across from Casa Serrano. Then the Mojave Clinic on Highway 95 by Target. Then they have Warm Sea, the hospital up on Silver Creek Road, four floors. Everyone says three because they forget there's a basement. There's four floors, plus the emergency room. Then up on the parkway, they have the wound care, sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, family doctors, a podiatrist. Just call 763-2273 if you don't feel well or you need some medical help. Claudia answers the phone. She'll transfer you to someone that can take care of you. Oh, we're also brought to you by Arizona Comfort Solutions, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, Talus Harbor at Bullhead City Hospital, Barron Services, Mojave Mortgage, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Mojave Electric Cooperative, and Legacy Rehab and Care Center. Once again, 702-298-1063 is our phone number. If you have a question, you want to call in and talk with the mayor. Tomorrow night, your first meeting of the 2021, right?
Yes, and it'll be a very short meeting. They have one agenda item, which is very important.
What is the one agenda item?
We are going to formally name the Laughlin Bridge.
We're going to formally name the Laughlin Bridge the Laughlin Bridge?
Yes.
It's always been called the Laughlin Bridge.
But it's never been formally called that. It's designated by a bridge number by the Nevada Transportation Department.
Oh.
So we are formally going to request that and vote on naming it the Laughlin Bridge and work to work with Nevada Transportation Department of Clark County to formally name it the Laughlin Bridge in honor of Don Laughlin, who built it.
Yeah. Well, I've always thought it was just called the Laughlin Bridge. Because he built it.
It is.
When a guy puts up $1 million, how do you name anything else but?
It was more than $1 million, Larry.
Well, I'm sure, but...
It's closer to $3 million.
That was his original estimate, I think.
You know, he's done so much for our community. And it's like just a small way of honoring him for all of that. He built the bridge. It's always been called the Laughlin Bridge, but it's designated by a number.
Yeah.
So, no, we plan on formalizing that.
I have one of those license plate frames that they passed out the day they opened it. They said one of the first to cross the Laughlin Bridge.
Yeah, and that crossed the Davis Camp property. So,
yeah.
I was involved with all of that when it came. And Ozzy Osbourne played hell trying to get a permit for that.
Oh,
Ozzy was Don's facilities manager, and I remember he made multiple trips to Washington, D.C., to wade through the bureaucracy on building a private bridge across the Colorado River.
And they were fighting with someone from the Interior Department, and I forget who the secretary was at the time, but I remember his picture was posted in the Loser's Lounge for a very long time.
and people don't realize that Don gave all the land for the airport.
Yeah.
Don basically donated the money for the community swimming pool on Train Road. You know, he has just been instrumental in so many things in this community, and I don't think people realize the full extent of his involvement and his generosity.
Yeah, I know one time we had a microburst come through town, and Bill Wagner was the fire chief at the time, and he calls me up the next day, and he said, Tuna, I want you to go down and get some pictures and video from the ground, and can you get it from the sky? And I said, sure. And he goes, you can? I said, sure. Well, at the time, I was taking a Dale Carnegie course in Kingman with Danny Laughlin. So I picked up the phone, I called Danny, and I said, Danny, any chance I can get up in the bird today? Here's what I need. And he said, I'll call you back. And he called me back, and he said, be here at 4 o'clock. And I grabbed Tom Gallant, because he did video really well at that time. And we went over there and into the elevator and up to the top, and off we went in Don's helicopter, and he flew us all over that area, much lower than what he was supposed to, I'm sure. But he kept saying, do you need to get lower? We're going, no, I think we're doing okay here, you know. But that's the kind of thing that you could do. You could call and say, can we, for an emergency, we've got this going on. And it would, and he'd say, sure, no problem.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
He was always there to help.
Yeah. And... I recall one time we had a hazmat incident back when, where the statue of Don is now, but there was a bunch of 18-wheeler parking there, and one of them was dripping something, and everybody was concerned that it was a hazardous material, and we sent in our guys, and they said, we can't even get to it because it's 3 pallets back, so we can't even see what around it, what it says, what it is. And so I said to the battalion chief, Joe Anderson, our assistant chief, Joe Anderson, I said, do we need a forklift? And he goes, yeah, where are you going to get a forklift? I called the Riverside, and I asked for Ozzy's son, who I think he's retired now.
No, he's died.
Oh, he died?
Mark died.
Oh, I didn't know that. But Mark was a facilities guy for a long time.
Right.
I called Mark, and half hour later, we had a forklift.
Yeah.
You know, and the forklift moved out the pallet so we could get to the pallet and find out that it wasn't a hazardous material. You know, but those little things and the Riverside has done a lot for our community. There's no doubt about it.
Absolutely.
It was good seeing him when we cut the ribbon for Laughlin Ranch Boulevard.
Yes.
Yeah, one of the first to go down in his model T or Model A? I don't know what it is. One of those two. No. Let's take another break. We have to. We spent 3 minutes talking about Don Laughlin and the bridge. That's okay. It's all good.
3 minutes worthwhile.
Exactly. We'll be back. 702-298-1063. Do you have a question for Mayor Tom Brady? Give us a call. Thank you for listening to Speak Out 2.0. Our call-in line, the phone number, is 702-298-1063. Again, that's 702-298-1063. Feel free to call and ask our guests a question. We'll be right back after this break.
You've seen the building on Silver Creek Road for years, but what all do they do at Legacy Rehab and Care Center? Well, the rehab area helps patients with physical, occupational, and speech therapy and gets them back on the road in no time. The care center is designed to help patients with skilled nursing and all the luxuries of home. Stop in sometime and take a tour. Get your questions answered. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, 2812 Silver Creek Road.
Hello, Chad Hansen here, President and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. Let's be candid. Rates are at historic lows, and right now is the biggest no-brainer in the history of no-brainers to explore refinancing. Let Mojave Mortgage help you reach your goals of financial success. Maybe pull cash out for that swimming pool or pay off cumbersome debts. The time is now. Visit MojaveMortgages.com. Our team of professionals will ensure your experience is painless. We'll explore all your options and make sure you're not overpaying for closing costs. MojaveMortgages.com. Tall on integrity, short on fees.
And MLS number 183058.
It started with a single espresso push cart in the small town of Grants Pass, Oregon in 1992. Now we have our own Dutch Bros Coffee in Bullhead City. Their coffee is handcrafted. Hot lattes and mochas, cold brew, or nitro infused, or the blended espresso to perfection with your favorite flavor. Plus their energy drinks, shakes, teas, lemonade, smoothies, chocolate milk, custom sodas, and hot cocoa. Drive through the new Dutch Bros Coffee, Highway 95 at Hancock Road, Bullhead City.
Holidays can bring stress and depression, and many seniors 55 and older deal with mental difficulties due to a major medical event like a stroke or underlying health issues. Hello, I'm Chaz Martinez with Chalice Harbor Hospital, a geriatric psychiatric hospital in Bullhead City. If you're experiencing or have a loved one exhibiting depression, bipolar disorder, anxiety disorder, suicide attempts, or mental disorders related to alcohol and drugs, call 404-6009. Chalice Harbor accepts admissions 24 hours a day. 404-6009.
The voice of the free is KNTR. You can hear the area's only FM talk station on 106.3 FM everywhere you go. Via transmitter K294BV, Lake Havasu City. Transmitter K292ES, Laughlin. And transmitter K292EU, Riviera. 3 ways to hear KNTR. Streaming on KNTRTalk.com. 106.3 FM throughout the tri-state. And KJJJ HD2.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from our Laughlin Mall studio, brought to you by Arizona Comfort Solutions. Are you comfortable in your home or office? Well, and everyone's comfort level is different. So, you know, my wife sleeps with 3 blankets. You never know. So everyone's different. If you need more comfort in your home or office, if you need something fine-tuned like your thermostat, your heater, your furnace, your air conditioner, your swamper, you call Arizona Comfort Solutions. They can come right out and tune it up. They got 3 trucks on the road for Bullhead and Kingman area and all the valleys in between. If you need a new unit, it comes with a 10-year warranty, and service contracts are available. Call 758-2400. The Laughlin Outlet Mall right here. We got restaurants, movies. We got clothing for the family, vitamins, shoes, hats, vape products, sports items, sunglasses, boots, and now a Boys and Girls Club thrift store upstairs. So come see us at the Laughlin Mall. And no, they're not going to tear it down, and it's not for sale. So John Hassett can't buy it, and it's not being torn down. We're also brought to you by Talus Harbor at Bullhead City Hospital. You just heard Chas Martinez tell you about it. Yes, there's 2 hospitals in Bullhead. Who knew it, right? Well, this is a specialty hospital sanitized for the geriatric patients, the seniors with mental and medical conditions. Maybe they've got depression, suicidal thoughts, paranoia, bipolar, substance abuse, or emotional issues. You want to go to Talus Harbor. Call 404-6009. They'll take good care of you. Ask for Chaz. He'll tell you all about it. 404-6009. So we're brought to you by Barron Services, Mojave Mortgage, Risen Star Boarding, Grooming, and Training, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Walker Service Electric, Dutch Bros Coffee, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Mojave Electric Cooperative, and Farm Bureau Financial Services. And before we go on, I do need to say, and I think I can publicly say it because it was all over Facebook, but we lost Bill Hill last week. I don't know if you knew Bill or not. He used to have a car lot for years in old Bullhead City, and then he sold that off and went out to Fort Mojave, where he built a huge car lot. It's now leased by Finley for used cars, and he retired a few years ago, and he was living over in his nice little home in Laughlin, and then he started falling a little bit and a few times, and so his family, Steve and Rochelle, they moved him into Joshua Springs, and unfortunately, looks like congestive heart failure took him last week at 85 years old. So, good friend of mine, sad deal. Okay, let's move along with our mayor. Tomorrow night's meeting, one item, just to name the bridge. So, yeah, you're right, that will be a quick meeting.
Well, we have to approve the minutes of the other one, and we have a liquor license. So three items on the agenda, plus the city manager's update, and we're hoping to get an update from our county health director.
And EPCOR, we're coming close to
February 22nd. We'll go to court on the quick take.
And that the judge will say yes or no to your $55 million?
The judge will decide what amount of a bond the city has to post to move forward, and then the negotiations. The negotiations or a jury trial will decide the ultimate purchase price.
Okay.
And that probably won't be accomplished until next year, but we have to put up a bond to actually take
it over. Till 2022.
Right.
Wow. Is that because the court schedules or what?
Court schedules and things of the sort, yeah.
Wow.
And then there's going to be an awful lot of discovery and things with that. And just recently, as part of the discovery, we just learned how much EPCOR paid for Johnson Utilities, which is a water company and a wastewater company down in the Santan Valley, southeast of the Phoenix area. And they tried to they wanted to keep the purchase price secret. But we were able to convince the Arizona Corporation Commission that should be public knowledge, and we just recently learned that they paid $110 million for that system.
And that system has
water and wastewater. That system has 30,000 water customers, and we have about 28,000.
Okay.
And they have 40,000 wastewater customers. It encompasses a growing area of over 160 square miles, where Bullhead City is about 60 square miles, and they paid $110 million for that system.
Ah.
So, but EPCOR has said all along that they believe that our system is worth $130 million. So, you know, we believe it's worth about $55 million.
And I would think that that system in that area is probably a newer system than ours.
No, and it's a bad system. It was put in by Mr. Johnson. He did it, you know, as his own business, and it was run so poorly that the Corporation Commission basically took it away from him because it was endangering public safety and public health, and they had to make a decision as to who to turn it over to. So there were two cities that wanted it, and EPCOR, and the Corporation Commission said, we are going to give EPCOR interim control until we ultimately decide where it goes. And that ultimate decision now is going to be a sale.
Okay. All right. Caller, did you have a question? Hello? Caller? Caller, are you there? Nope, apparently not. Okay. I changed your mind. So that number gives you kind of a bargaining chip.
Well, it would be a bargaining chip if EPCOR wanted a bargain, but they basically have dug their heels in and said, we're not for sale under any circumstances. And we would love to sit down and, you know, come up with an acceptable number and avoid all of the legal hassles and fees associated with the court process. But they don't seem to want to do that.
But they did that to acquire Johnson Utilities,
that
right?
was a willing seller and a willing buyer.
Oh, okay.
We are condemning them, and they say that they're not for sale. Well, we have the absolute right to take them over, so I don't think that's even going to be in dispute. The only thing that will be in dispute is what the actual price is going to be,
right?
With a willing buyer and an unwilling seller.
And that's the process in a courtroom that could take quite a while.
Correct. That will be a jury trial, and there will be an awful lot of court testimony as to the purchase prices and things of the sort, which will be very, very confusing for a layman.
Yeah, so that'll go on for a while.
That'll probably take a while, and there'll be lots of motions and counter motions and everything else as part of that.
This is what we see on TV with the big high-priced attorneys, right?
Yeah, you can say that.
Yeah. Holiday Inn, are they going to finish that someday?
Yes.
Yeah, this year?
Yes.
This year?
Yes. This year,
2021?
Yes. Yeah, if you would have asked me that last week, I couldn't have told you the same answer.
So they will finish this year, you think?
They're moving along. Okay. You know, they've had a slow start, and then they wanted us, well, they're leasing city land.
Right.
And I opposed that when it came up, but the city council voted to do that. And then they kind of stalled on their project. And then they wanted to buy the land. And our first thought at that time was, yeah, let's sell them the land and be done with it. And then the more we got to thinking about it, it's like if we sell them the land, that they can sit on it forever. And without any kind of assurances or pushback from the city, we might end up with another skeleton like we see in Emerald River on the other side of the river.
Right.
So we decided against doing that. We decided holding their feet to the fire, and they have until May of this year to complete it. And we fully expect it will be done by this year.
Oh, okay, good. So, all right. The police department. Our police department doesn't currently have cameras, but the city council found some money and...
Yeah. As part of our budget process about a year ago, the city manager put together a budget, and he didn't put in body cameras, but he put in a narrative that said, if you're serious about wanting body cameras, then let's talk about it. And the city council discussed it as part of the budget process and said, we don't want to wait another year. We want them now. We want to get the process started now. So the city manager went back, revised the budget, and put in $500,000 to buy body cameras. So we just went out to bid. I think it was $400,000+ to equip 68 officers with body cameras and all of the other equipment that's necessary to keep it.
It's not the camera that's expensive. No. It's the data and the...
The data storage and the recovery.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody does a public information request on a video, somebody has to actually go through it
and they have
to edit it,
right.
And they have to take out, you know, license plate numbers and faces and children's faces, and that's probably the more expensive part of the whole process.
Right.
But we all agree that body cameras are good for both the protection of the police officer and the safety of the public.
Well, I know they've had them in a couple of vehicles. I shouldn't say body cameras in vehicles, but they've had a couple of vehicle cameras, and they've had some complaints, and then they went back and watched the tape, and they showed it to the people, and they said, do you still want to complain? And they said, no. Apparently not.
Well, I can remember when I was a judge having a jury trial, and I listened to the officer give testimony about the field sobriety tests, and I thought for sure the guy was guilty. And then the defense attorney came in and played a video from the dash cam, and it was like conflicted entirely with what the police officer said. So that's exactly why you need body cameras.
Yeah, sometimes it can go either way, but you got to have them. So they're out to bid now, and when do you think they'll hit the streets? 2 or 3 months?
There'll be training involved, and we've got to upgrade our internet, our wireless system.
Okay.
And now MEC is coming through with their fiber optic, and the area around Marina and City Hall and the police department will be one of the first areas that get it.
Okay.
So we're looking forward to that, because that will be needed for all of the technology that will be involved.
So it could be a few months.
It can be a few months.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
Just the training alone, I think. and when to turn them on and when not to turn them on and all that good stuff. And then policies. They got to write policies and procedures. And
that's all required. Yeah. And apparently that's all done. And when, okay. when I read the specifications on the body cameras, I was absolutely amazed at all of the different things these body cameras can do and how you can edit them and things of the sort.
Yeah.
And actually, you can actually turn, you know, the police chief has the capability of turning on the body camera of the officer and watching it unfold in real time if he wants to.
Wow.
Yeah.
Gee, that's exciting. If you're the chief, I guess, and you want to do that.
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm still trying to figure out how to get on that.
So you can do that?
Yeah.
That could backfire. Be careful. You know, no, you never know.
I'm kidding when I say that.
Over the weekend, some issues came up on Facebook, of all things. People were talking about one particular homeless guy that they see on a regular basis driving different cars, and somebody else said they see him gambling in one of the casinos, and they talked about this quite a bit. But and they talked about, well, you know, the more people that give him money, the more he can go do these things. And I think the city kind of took the approach recently that don't give the money to the homeless people. Give it to the organizations that take care of the homeless people.
Yes.
And that's, and people right away said, oh, that's wrong. But in reality, the Salvation Army, they deal with those people every single day. Mm-hmm. Then they know who is homeless and who isn't. And who's the vet and who's not the vet. And if you don't work with those organizations, you might as well just give your money to the homeless people because it's not going to go there. It's going to be used for somewhere else.
Exactly. And that's why we put up those signs that says it's okay not to give money to panhandlers.
Yeah.
Give it to an organization that assists the homeless, those that are truly needy, and those who aren't just doing it as a job that's easier than digging a trench.
Yeah. And apparently that's what this individual, or allegedly this individual, is doing. You know, he's working a street corner and makes enough to even go gamble on.
Right.
And drive three or four different cars.
You know, this homeless thing, you know, there's so much controversy about it, but there is no easy solution to the homelessness problem. If there was, you wouldn't be seeing all these tent cities going up in all of the major cities like Los Angeles and San Francisco and New York, and see the, you know, the major shopping areas that's, you know, littered with tents in front of jewelry stores and things.
Right.
If there was an easy solution to it, it would have been found by now. So, you know, we struggle with it daily. We would love to eliminate the problem, but the courts have seemed to have sided with the homeless rights time and time again, and they have rights.
Yeah.
You just can't kick them out of their town. Where are they supposed to go?
Yeah.
So it's a never-ending problem, and now with the COVID and with the housing market the way it is and the forgiveness of rent for a certain period of time, I'm really hoping that we're not going to see a huge spike in homelessness when this COVID crisis ends.
Yeah, and we might, because there's so many people out there that are not paying their rent and they can't be thrown out.
Exactly.
And when that day comes, where are they going to go and what are they going to do?
And I'm anticipating that we will see a much bigger increase in that population. Because
I don't think those people saved any money.
No.
I don't
think so.
Yeah, I don't either. So that's going to be a tough one. Let us take another break. And, again, if you want to call with a question, you can, 702-298-1063. We'll take your phone calls. We'll be back after this. And Sean Hannity at the top of the hour.
For value and style. Come on, let's meet and we'll spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's a better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Meet me at Loftman Outlet Center. The place for value and style.
Birthday parties, vacations, family reunions. We've all had to postpone important activities, but taking care of your health isn't something you should put off. Wellness visits and screenings can help keep you well and identify health issues in the earliest stages when they are most treatable. Silver Creek Family Practice is taking extra precautions to provide a safe, clean, and sanitized environment. We're committed to helping you stay well, and we offer both telehealth and in-person visits. Schedule an appointment today. WarmCDocs.com.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we're here to make sure your family is protected through all stages of life. Knowing your loved ones will be taken care of can give you a peace of mind and a true sense of family security. In Bullhead City, Greg Eidsness will take his time to sit with you and design the perfect protection for your family, a plan that can grow and change as your family does. Call Greg today, 763-8464. 763-8464. It never hurts to sit down and talk, and questions are free. 763-8464.
Horizon Community Bank isn't a big business. We're just like you, local business, part of our community. Hi, this is Mark Martinez, Executive Vice President and Chief Credit Officer with Horizon Community Bank. When you visit one of our local banks, you're not treated as clients of an everywhere corporate bank. You're treated just like family, greeted with friendly service and a complete understanding of your banking business. When you bank with us, you're supporting a local business just like yours. Friends, family, and neighbors who live and work in our communities, Horizon Community Bank, member FDIC.
Here's the public service calendar from Radio Central.
Christmas tree recycling is again being encouraged this year in Lake Havasu City and Kingman. Republic Services is asking for trees to be stripped down and dropped off at their collection site near the Havasu Aquatic Center, while Kingman's drop-off location is at the Public Works Building located at 3700 East Andy Devine. The Havasu Balloon Festival and Fair is hosting a night glow on Saturday, January 16th. The event takes place at the Friends of the Fair Rodeo Grounds at Sarah Park. The glow is from 6 to 6:30. Weather permitting. The showing of the Disney movie Up will follow the night glow and is scheduled to start at 7 p.m. Cost is $20 per vehicle, cash only. The Little Delbert Days Rodeo is scheduled for Saturday, January 30th at the Sarah Park Rodeo Grounds in Havasu. More information is at havasurodeo.com.
This calendar is a public service of Radio Central Stations KJJJ, Nash FM, KNTR News Talk, and KNTR Sports AM FM.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you by Barron Services, experts in pools. They can design, install, and do scheduled maintenance. Experts in alarm systems, home or commercial, they can install, repair, replace, and do monitoring. Experts in landscaping, schedule maintenance, removal, replacement, and design and installation. And experts in pest solutions, residential and commercial, schedule treatments, and problem solutions. Plus, they do weed control. If you need Barron's, 758-5499. Give them a call. They'll take good care of you. They take care of my house. 758-5499. Quality, experience, and family. Mojave Mortgage, if you need some funding, maybe you want a vacation home. Maybe next year you want a pool in the backyard. Ooh, yeah, well, that'd be a great idea, huh? Or a refi. You get a lower interest rate. Call the president and CEO, Chad Hansen. He's got money. He'll find the money you need, the exact amount, and get you the best rate possible. And customer service, other customers have said Mojave Mortgage provides great service. Another one said they highly recommend Chad and his staff. So what else do you need to hear? Call 288-2691. 928-288-2691. Chad and his staff will give you a hand. Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. We just picked up our puppies last week from there. The owner, David Torres, has an open-door policy. You can see the whole facility if you want to walk through there. See where your dog or your cat's going to spend the day or week or longer. Vacations are no longer a problem. Take your pets to Risen Star. David knows pets. He knows dogs. He trained dogs in the service. He trained dogs for Sacramento County. If your dog has a behavior problem, he can help you. If you need some personal protection, or maybe a service dog, call him, 928-754-3006, or stop by the end of Air Park, right by the airport, and he'll take good care of you. What? What are we whispering now? Also, we're brought to you by Talus Harbor at Bullet City Hospital, the Laughlin Outlet Mall. I can't be quiet. I got to talk. Arizona Comfort Solutions, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Walker Service Electric, but Dutch Bros Coffee, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Mojave Electric Cooperative, and Farm Bureau Financial Services. We got about 5 minutes left with Mayor Tom Brady. Any personal goals you have that you want to see brought up and maybe tackled in the next 11 and a half months? 11 months and, 25 days?
Well, obviously, we have to tackle COVID,
yeah.
You know, and I don't know that there's anything that the city can do other than just encourage all of our citizens to mask up, wash hands, social distance, avoid crowds, and do everything we can.
The numbers are going up everywhere across the U.S.
They're going up everywhere.
And when you talk with Cal Sheehy and Jen Miles, do you guys say, gosh, guys, should we go back with a mass ordinance?
We've had many discussions like that.
Yeah.
Because it really doesn't help for one city to do it and not have others, because so many people from Kingman
right.
come down and shop in Bullhead City, and, you know,
right.
we're a tri-state area. So.
Well, and everybody that works in Laughlin, they have to wear it.
Right.
You know, it is a mandate by the state over here. So, I mean, I walk in and out of the mall, I have to have mine on.
Yeah.
And
as I said at the city council meeting, and you and I confirmed it, we were
yeah.
both out in front of Walmart collecting for the Salvation Army, and I think, you know, my prediction was true, that at least 80% of the people who walked into Walmart, and probably more, were wearing a mask.
Yeah.
And with no enforcement teeth, and you have the constitutionalists refuse to wear it, and you have the people with health problems that can't wear it, and you have the lazy people who just don't want to wear it, you know, who would we be trying to
force
yeah. to do it? So, yeah. No, I'm proud of the citizens of Bullhead. I think everywhere you go, people are mindful of other people's health, and they're wearing the mask for the safety of others.
Well, like you said, we have to respect that Walmart, as a corporation, says, wear masks in my building.
Right.
You know, Home Depot, Lowe's, CVS, I mean, just about everybody. And then the governor says, restaurants, you have to wear them in.
Right.
And so there's not too many places you don't have to.
Exactly.
So I know we went to California for a quick trip last week to sign a bunch of documents, and, gosh, we almost lived in a mask out of our car. Because it's, number one, you're living in a state where the numbers are going up rapidly, you know, and if you're just there even for 24 hours, when you were just there yourself a few weeks ago, you know, it's almost like you're living fear right now in California.
Yeah, and try and find a bathroom on a long trip.
Oh, yeah, that's well, something, too.
Because all of the restaurants were closed. You can't even get into the fast food restaurants.
Right, yeah. Although I will say, of course, this didn't involve the way you – well, yeah, you could have – you went over 58, so you could have come south. But the in and out in Linwood, the seating was closed, but you could order at the counter and the restrooms were open. You know, and a couple of gas stations had restrooms open, but a lot of people just shut them down because they can't keep them clean. You can't keep going in there and sanitizing them after every person, and so they just lock them.
Exactly.
We're the same thing in Bullhead. You know,
yeah.
One of our malls, one of our shopping centers, there's no open restrooms in there at all anywhere, and for the same reason, they can't keep them clean.
Yeah, it's a real problem.
We're about out of time. How do people get a hold of you at City Hall?
All of our numbers are on our city website, so just go to council and you'll see phone numbers and email addresses, and people respond to me frequently.
Yep. You get emails often asking you questions? And
yes, I do.
Yeah. And you respond to everybody?
Except when it comes to, like, you know, masks and things, because I can't take the time to get into an ongoing argument with people.
Right.
I've always prided myself on responding to people who emailed me, but when you get 30 or 40 people telling you to wear masks or don't wear masks, you
yeah.
can't have an ongoing dialogue. So I'm sorry.
Sometimes you got to say, "Here the way. This is the way it is." Period.
I appreciate your view, and I'm tallying, you know, the pros and cons, but I can't be writing back and forth to you on it.
Right. You can't go on forever.
No.
Yeah.
Because,
thank you, Mayor.
Because I'm wrong 50% of the time.
Yeah, we all are. Thank you so much for coming in today.
It's always a pleasure.
Happy New Year to you, and tell Carla hello. She's feeling good?
She's over it.
She's
completely over it.
Finally.
Yes.
Took a while, though.
Yeah, it was several weeks.
Yeah. All right. That's going to can it for the tuna. I'm out of here. Tomorrow we're going to have Ryan Frewerth on the phone. You remember him.
I do.
Yeah. Ryan's with Kingman Parks and Rec, and he's going to tell us what's going on up there. Sean Hannity's going to be in your ear after the news at the top of the hour. We're going to head to 66 today and sunny in Bullhead. Get out and enjoy it.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.